Just a review of halacha that we discussed recently in Hilchot Berachot. There is a machloket rishonim if the beracha that we make on hamotzi, on bread, betoka seuda, does that berkat hamotzi cover water? Which means a person that drinks during his meal water, would he have to make a shakon liavet baro even though he made hamotzi? Some rishonim hold that hamotzi does not cover the water, the logic being that water is not considered a mazon, it's not really considered something that satiates, and it's not really an appetizer, and therefore it's not exempt from birkat hamotzi. The Ummatam, you have rishonim that say that since the purpose of the water is in order to enable a person to eat, in the sense that it puts water in his stomach and helps the digestion, etc., so it's considered part of the achila, and person usually drinks when he's eating, so that's considered nigrar, it follows after the berachat hamotzi, and therefore they hold it's covered. Maran clearly holds, like the second opinion, that says berachat hamotzi covers the water that you're drinking, be'emsa se'udah. However, he does write at the end of the halakha that it would be proper to be mahmir if it's able just to cover yourself from all opinions to make a she'akol niyabit baro before the se'udah on the water. Which means you take a glass of water before the se'udah, you have kavanah on this berakha that it's going to cover what you're drinking now, what you're going to drink after hamotzi lehamin ha'aris. That's to play it safe. And you drink less than a shi'ur, you just drink, take a sip, in order not to put yourself in a problem of beracha harona. Now again, this is a stringency. From the halakha, you don't have to drive yourself crazy and start making sure that you make the she'akol before to cover the after. According to Maran, halakha mefureshet, it's covered with the hamotzi. However, miyotov, if it's easy for the person, the Ben Ishchai brings this down also, if it's easy for the person, he has a cup of water there ready, or it's easy for him to do, to make a shakol and have kavanah, to be poted other mashkim, might as well do it according alibad kul alma. Therefore, again, the hadakha, if he made a motzi, he's covered, but tov lachmir, if he can, before to make a shakol on the water in order to cover the mashkim that come after. Now this is regarding water. However, according to everybody, borei pri hagefen is not covered by the hamotzi lehamin ha'aretz. Therefore, if you're making hamotzi, you certainly have to make borei pri hagefen on the wine. Once you make borei pri hagefen on the wine, then automatically all other beverages on the table are covered.